What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to another edition of 26 Degrees. The newest kid on the block, but we here to take the spot, you know what I mean? You know, yesterday's price ain't today's price, you feel me? We on something different around here. We came to put our footprint on the game, so
yes,
to
sir.
Speak. You know what I'm saying? I'm your, I'm one-third of the crew, your boy Larry. If you don't know me, you'll get to. I'm a nice guy, man. You're going to like me, I promise. Kicking it with me today, my boy Meezy. What's up, Meezy?
What's up, man? Game week, man. Your boy Meezy here. Meezy on the mic, man. Let's get go. It.
And of course, our man in the field, highly respected, highly recognized, highly hated on.
Real field general.
Highly hated on. It's a lot. Actually, you got a lot of haters, bro.
Well, I got a lot of haters. I don't know why.
Actually, they be going at you every day on bro. That. Early.
Bro, I've had people send me stuff. I'm like, I don't care, bro. Like, what are you?
They
want me to
man.
Dislike you. And I'm like, but we do a show together and everything, bro. Me and this man have no bad blood.
Man, it's all good, man. You know, one thing I say, man, I don't call them haters. I call them angry fans. That's all.
Right, fans, though. Man. You don't have to tune in. But what's going on with you, man? You good?
I'm good, man. I'm in Atlanta.
Yeah,
man. The atmosphere, man. We live, but
yes,
Kane's
sir.
Here. Kane's here.
Oh yeah, I'll be there in the morning. I'm coming in the morning, bro.
I saw they started touching down early today, man.
The Kane's are in Atlanta right now, so that talk about Kane's don't come to games and
nah,
shop.
That ain't, yeah, that's cap.
Kane's are here.
I seen it. I've been it. I go to more road games than home games because I feel like they need me more. Be honest with you, I live in Georgia, so it's harder for me, you know, to get down to Miami as easily anyways. But, yeah, I go on the road to UNC. I go on the road to Virginia Tech. Plus, that give me an opportunity to see some different things. So, yeah, I'm like, they don't need me at home. Home, we good. They need me to go show out when it ain't the friendliest of crowds. But, yeah, I'm going to be there. I'll be there early tomorrow morning, man. X, you doing a tailgate?
Yeah. We gonna be in Lot M tailgating from I think 10 a.m. to I guess game time.
Okay. You got like tickets or anything, or how you doing that?
Man, look, y'all pull up. You know, I tell people, man, y'all pull up, just bring a bottle or, you know, $30. That's it.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, I honestly think that's what I'm going to end up being, bro, Saturday. You know, we're going to link because I ain't had nothing planned. I just knew I was going to pull up in the city and they were going to smell my cologne a little bit. And, I'm going to get out there.
Yeah. Hey, I see you tweeted talking about, oh, boy, Lally go smell my cologne.
They're like, going to smell me, bro. Platinum Chanel. I'm out here in them streets. First off, this is my state. You know what I'm saying? So I'm.
Oh, yeah, you already in Georgia, here. L.
Yeah, I'm comfortable here. So I'm going to make that trip in the morning and I'm going to stump around a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Big Kane's energy. So, yeah, I'm going to pull up with you, man. I'm bringing a few people, man. And we're going to kick it, man. Get ready for this game. Man, I ain't gonna hold people too long, bro. We'll kind of get on into it, man. I want to start off, right? This is off topic. This is just something that I have these like arguments with my friends sometimes about. And after we get through this, man, we'll get into the actual Kane stuff. But I think there's some players that are like criminally underrated, right? Or maybe these other people are overrated. So I bring up, all right, my first case, right? This is me and one of my coworkers getting this shit all the time. Rod Woodson, right? Is Rod Woodson criminally underrated or is Deion Sanders criminally overrated?
I don't think Deion obviously ain't criminally overrated, but I don't think Rod Woodson is criminally underrated because he was first ballot.
But
you I feel like if you're not first, if you first ballot, you're not underrated. I understand what you mean though. When people bring up best safeties,
right? His name. Best DBs. I'm talking about, because I mean, Rob played corner for most of his career. He switched to safety, you know, later.
Yeah, I definitely know he went first ballot though.
Yeah, but I mean, on the lips of fans is what I mean.
Yeah, they don't mention him though.
They don't mention him.
I mean,
but LD,
with Rob, we're saying, if you saying the generation to 2021, of course they don't really know. If we looking at the generation before us, and then looking at us, he said, "Well, yeah, Rob Wilson was like a great player because he was great as a cornerback, and then he was great as a safety." But the generation right now looking saying, "Oh, well, he had to switch positions, so he wasn't that great." You know what I'm saying? It's a lot that just goes into.
Yeah, he was that great. He could play both.
Yeah, but he was the great that he could play both. I mean, the greatest safety, arguably, of all time, played cornerback and safety, Ronnie Lott. But
right,
the generation right now, they don't know that. They just saying, you know, he wasn't that great safety. He wasn't that, you know, he wasn't that Ed Reed or he wasn't that Sean Taylor. And, you know, it's a lot that goes into it. But like I say, man, one thing, watching Michael Jordan, the haters hated him, but they had to respect it.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, when you watch great players, you got to respect it no matter how much you're going to hate it. And that's just how it goes. So
do y'all think it's an argument that he could be a better DB than Ed Reed?
No.
Hell no.
This is a Kane show. Hell no. I ain't say nothing
then
like that.
Then,
well, first off, Rod spent most of his career at corner, first and foremost.
He did.
So that has to be acknowledged.
I asked that just to see, though, like when you mentioned that, is he criminally underrated? Like, I was just trying to think about how many DBs
When you hear people talk, when you hear people speak of the greatest DBs, they'll bring up Dion, they'll bring up Champ Bailey, they'll bring up Daryl Green,
I'm corners.
Always the one.
Corner more respected than safety, I feel. Or not, I don't want to say more respected, but people.
Yeah, but he played corner more than he played safety. Safety was the end of his career.
Yeah, especially what X was saying, like the younger generation wasn't really shit. Even me, I'm 30. He was playing football. He was playing safety towards the end of when I started watching. I was watching it early. You know what I'm saying? I was watching football real early, but he still
that's like if I say how you feel about Antoine Edwards,
right.
You're gonna be like, oh, I don't know.
Right. I know. See, I was watching football then for the Broncos. I know
safety.
He was.
Atwater, I know he was. Yeah. That was a great safety. Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's just a generational gap that at this point, man, I just feel like I just accept the fact that it's just a generational gap. You know what I'm saying? From LeBron to Julius Irvin.
Yeah.
Barry Sanders to Dalvin Cook. It's just a generation that got. You know what I'm saying? You just going to understand.
I will say the Jordan thing might be different because there was actually, I had some sixth graders today and they was talking about Michael Jordan and LeBron.
Yeah, they still didn't
agree. And half the class was like, nah, man, Michael Jordan the GOAT. And I'm like, y'all never even see this man play. Like, y'all was born when he.
I get it because Ali is the GOAT to me, and I wasn't around for all that.
Right, me too. It was just funny hearing them say that, man. I was like, they didn't even see Jordan. They weren't even alive when Jordan was with the Wizards, and they talking about, LeBron can't touch Mike. And, so.
That guy. Right. Well, anyways, I had to throw that. I had another one, but I'm going to say that because that was actually some good convo. We'll save that one for the next
one. That last one you had was a good one, though.
I'm going to bring trust me.
That was a real good one. I still don't get that.
I, yeah.
I don't get that.
That tease will be there for next. Yeah, so yeah, good convo on that, man. I think we that might be a little segment, man. We might keep that, man. Just a quick little football talk about who's out there that's like maybe criminally. Because when I want to compare those guys, when you look at the numbers of these people, that's how I get to comparing them. And I know oftentimes we get into championships. I'm not big on championships when we start talking about just players. Championships define greatness to me. It doesn't necessarily define a player to me. Like, Brady's the GOAT because he has the most accomplishments. He's not the greatest quarterback I've ever watched, in my opinion. But anyway, so we'll transition on over in the Canes news, man. Hopefully y'all getting to listen to this on the way headed to Atlanta. I certainly hope y'all going to show up, pull up, say what up to me. I'm going to have that 20 on. I had an orange 20 on, big boy with 20 on. You'll see me out there, orange 20. But real quick, we'll get a quick Tay update, man. So last time we recorded, Tay was in limbo. And wasn't sure, like, what was going to really happen with that. And that time, he's back. And I'm like, okay, dope. Love the talent. Love bringing that kind of a player back. If he didn't miss, fall, I really think it would have been him and Bubba back there. But unfortunately, I think so, man. That's the buzz. We'll let X chime in. He'll know more than I would. But yeah, he got to do 6 games. So he's going to do a 6-game suspension. Got to do some counseling and things, and then he'll be coming back to us. Thoughts on that?
The 6-game is not from the head coach Manny Diaz, not from the football team. It ain't got nothing to do with the football team. It's from the university. If anybody who knows who work at a job, you gotta abide by rules. You know what I'm saying? You gotta abide by certain stipulations, and that's just what it is. They not saying he's guilty of anything. They just saying, well, the accolations, these are serious accolations. So you gotta you basically gotta prove to us that you belong. And right. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? And I'm good with it. You know what I'm saying? Because right now they making him stand up and say, now we finna place this responsibility on you. You know what I'm saying? If you feel like you really want to get down with this program and all that, it's on you. Kids come and go to schools. It's like the responsibility get whipped off because they're highly talented. You know what I'm saying? Okay, well, they're 5-star, 4-star. And we just automatically say, oh, well, whatever they do, it don't matter. But they got to be held accountable. And he and his lawyer stood in the paint and said, we're going to be held accountable. Everything that y'all want us to do, we're going to agree to it. So fans, y'all got to get over it. Because him and his lawyer said, we going to do everything we got to do.
No doubt. What's your thoughts on me?
I kind of feel I got the same sentiments towards like what X was saying, but so when I saw them suspend the man for 6 games, I was like, damn, Lord, maybe they might know something we don't know, because I was like, accusations is just accusations. So like, how you suspend somebody for 6, half a season off accusations? So, I mean, obviously they would know more than anybody. I believe that didn't come from Manny. At all. Yeah, I think that came from like admin in the head of the program, like X was saying. But the one thing I want Avante to do is like keep his head on straight, because we know he didn't play last year because of that big injury. Now this whole thing happened this summer, and now he's suspended for 6 games. And we were just talking about mental health last week. I think that was last week's show. I mean, imagine what kind of place he in right now. Like, damn, I got 6 more games I got to sit out now. And on top of that, on top of the schoolwork and stuff he got to do, he has to do this extra stuff to even show he belongs, so to speak, like the little programs he got to enter and all that. So the six games at this point, it is what it is. I feel like everybody just need to move forward with it, and Avonte just needs to do what he need to do and keep his head on straight. So we'll see him this season. Is he still he's still gonna be able to practice? I believe though, right?
Yeah. But the thing is you gotta remember this happened before camp, so he ain't been in camp. So he need reacclimation time anyway. So that's actually a positive in that sense. You know, I came on here and said it before, and I'll reiterate it real quick. I didn't necessarily believe the story, but I do believe in redemption. So I actually applaud the administration for saying they kind of feel like me, I think. They kind of like, yeah, it's dropped, but I don't necessarily believe this shit. So I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. Let's see if you could change. Let's see if you could redeem yourself. Because they like me. Dropping the charges don't mean innocence. It doesn't. I'm inclined to believe something happened. Something happened. To what extent? I don't know. That's just my personal belief. But and young men need to understand, conduct yourself in a manner so that you can put yourself in a position to win. So he got to do some extra work. Cool. Let's let him do that extra work. He's shown the commitment. He could have said, nah, I'm out, bro. I ain't doing that. Nah, I'll just go somewhere else. They going to want me. Somebody going to give me a second chance.
Exactly. That's what I keep telling people. I'm saying, like, yeah, y'all mad about the six games, but if he really upset about it, he could say, well, you know what? No, I'm finna go to another school. I'm not finna sit for six games. I go to another school and play day one. Like, that's just logical.
That's what I'm asking. I ain't even thinking that.
Yeah, he could have bailed. He could have got out of here.
Yeah, he could have bailed. Like,
he's super talented, so that's not a question. Like, he's super talented.
And he got off. Yeah.
It wouldn't matter. He would have went to another Power Five school like
and
that.
Play.
Would have been
that's
nothing.
Power Five school.
Hey, X, with what you just said, though, do you think that Avonte knows, okay, I kind of got off scotch-free with dishes. Let me sit my behind here and do these six games instead of trying to dip off somewhere? You think that
he understood that he was wrongly convicted. Wrongly, confused. But he said, "Man, I keep telling people, Avonte want to be at UM. It's no.
I can tell he do. I can tell he do. Yeah, he love Miami.
You know what I'm saying? He want to be at UM. The thing about like kids like him." they want to be at UM till it's nothing left. You know what I'm saying? So he wanted to be at UM, and it's like whatever I could do to get back to UM, and that's what he was doing. You know what I'm saying? And it's the case. I'm not even finna get into the case because it's just so much that's going on. But logically, the state prosecutors dropped it, so he's innocent. So
there's no cooperation.
Yeah, he's innocent.
I ain't gonna say innocent. He's just not. He ain't been found guilty.
Yeah, he not.
Domestic violence is tricky, man. Like it's a sticky.
And that's
tricky.
Why I said the whole six games. I'm like, well, dang, what do they know? Six games. That's a lot of games.
I don't think it's that they know nothing. It's that they just don't.
Well,
that's a lot of games, man. Six games, half the season.
The six game is basically it's a contract. You know, what I'm saying? It's a contract stipulation. Well. You gotta agree to certain stipulations, and
I know that, but darn, if the man was wrongly convicted,
wrongly accused, right?
Six games. That's what I was like. Six, damn. I was like, what did this man really do?
But his accusations is like serious. It's not like
a serious accusation.
Look over.
Let me ask you this, Meezy. Let me ask you this real quick. Do you believe she got bruises on herself from moving furniture at 30 weeks break?
Hell no, I don't believe that.
They don't either. Exactly. They don't either. So let's
talk about a week before. When I read that, I was like, all right, but I was like, all right, man, just you know what I'm saying?
Now you get it.
Yeah,
now
I get it.
You get it. So
that's why I say though, what really happened though. Okay.
But that don't mean, but at the same time, that doesn't mean, you know. Okay, and I'm never defending abuse, right? But women can be abusive as well.
Right.
So perhaps she knocked him across the head and he reacted. So we don't know the details. right? Yeah. And so I'm not going to make too many speculations about that, but we all in this room agree, and that woman ain't got no bruises from no damn movie. That don't mean she not, but because
I was like, dang, man, she a real one for looking out for homie for that one, God.
She probably, hey, man, she
probably
she
understand
she
her wrong
that
in
man
it too.
Phone, and well, you know,
that's what we
got. That's it.
And at the same time, she may legit understand her wrong too.
Right.
Like, you know
right.
What?
Respect,
I
respect.
Done that. I should have. Yeah, I ain't had no business hitting him. You know what respect. I mean? You could get angry, right? We get angry. Should we strike women when we get angry? No. Should women strike us when they get angry? No. So, anyways, that's the update on that situation.
Yeah,
man.
I'm glad all that stuff is just in the past now, man.
It's good now. And I listen, man, I'm rooting for that kid on a lot of levels. I'm rooting on him, rooting for him because I do believe he wants to be a king. I'm rooting for him as a young black male, you know, with his third child on the way. This is a young man. He's got his third kid on the way. I need him to win because he got babies out there. And I need his babies to have a successful person to look up to so that they can model themselves after that. And so, yeah,
he's a real great individual. It's not just because he plays sports. He's a real great individual. He's he's when you look at him, when you study him and when you talk to him, I think our first show we did, we talked about mental illness, and we don't really get in depth with that. Even when it's a player that's great, we don't talk about mental illness. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of great players suffer from that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pressure. Okay. It's a pressure thing.
A lot of people already judge him off how he looks.
Yeah, you know, the whole yeah. neighborhood counting on me. The whole family counting on me.
Right.
You know, it's a lot. It's a lot that just goes into it. Avante basically coming from his area. That basically the whole city was saying, we count on you, Avante. You know what I'm saying?
Right. He the neighborhood hero.
Yeah.
Right. And that's
yeah.
a lot
you know
of pressure.
Saying? Yeah. Granted, his cousin was at UM at that time. It didn't work out. He transferred to Florida. And they saying, well, look, hey, Avante, it's on you now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you, it's you. And right. We don't look into that because we're fans. We look at it like, oh boy, we go on the Avante and you we don't look at it and say, oh damn boy, Avante really got some issues. And you know what I'm saying? So it's a lot that goes into it, you know what I'm saying? And you just gotta just understand that it's a lot.
Yeah. I'm an old head. And I spoke on the roll up. I don't think I spoke on it on here. I deal with mental health issues myself. I deal with anxiety, depression. These are things that have been a part of me probably longer than I ever realized. I think I realized it as a teenager. So I definitely empathize, and I want to see us win because it is tough just being a black man in America, period, right? So, you know, imagine being the neighborhood hero. You know, I ain't even a neighborhood hero, but I get pressure from people just within your family, be like, you the one that can do this and make things happen for us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you're that cornerstone. So, you know, I get it from that perspective. So, again, man, best of luck to him. I'm honestly confident that he's going to do what it takes, and we're going to get this whole situation turned around, and it's going to be a distant memory. Because, again, he came back, he dedicated himself, and I think that speaks volumes to
it does
his character. So, anyways, let's get into it, man. We got our depth chart right for week one. All right, so we got our lineup, man. I guess we ain't got to necessarily just grind everybody out with each position. We don't have to necessarily go through that. I'll tell you what, we can kind of get into it a little bit. Let me ask y'all this to start it off. Measy, what's your biggest gripe with the depth chart so far?
None.
You have no gripes.
I mean, the depth chart, what it is now, it's pretty much what I felt it was going to be after watching spring, after like hearing the fall camp, because I was like following the fall camp like heavy. I mean, even though I wasn't there, obviously, X will know more, but I was following that junk heavy. I really don't have any gripes, to be honest. Like, there's nothing on the depth chart where I'm like, what is this about? Some people didn't like the Amari Carter starting over Frierson thing. But if people talk about the linebackers, we need maybe more size right there. And all these boys are going to get on the field. It's not like Frierson's not going to be on the field a lot. All these boys are going to get in the field. I feel like the depth chart will change game by game at times at certain positions. But I don't have any gripe with the depth chart at all, man. I have some surprises I like. But gripes with the depth chart, I think this is the best.
We'll swing it back around.
Yeah.
So, okay. I like that. I didn't even think about that perspective. We'll swing it to X real quick. X, any gripes with the depth chart?
I do have a gripe. My bad. Go ahead.
The only position. I mean, and like Mizzy was saying with Gilbert and Amari Carter, that's not no. I mean, if you understand football, you understand football. Amari is coming in to play for Ron. Gilbert is coming in. He's playing for passing downs. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just understanding football. You know what I'm saying? So the only position that I got like a scratch in my head is at the Mike linebacker. I still don't know if even if they say Corey Flagg is the outstanding number one linebacker, I don't know if he's the guy.
Is that a gripe though, X? Because I mean, who else would you put there? That might just be what we have.
Yeah,
that's why I considered the gripe thing. That I could have went across and been like, okay, Amari Carter, I don't necessarily, I'm not high on him, but I don't have a gripe with where they put him because I get it. I wish we had somebody more talented there, but is that what we're doing?
Nah, but go ahead. Yeah, that's a good point. We'll say it.
I mean, if you look at it, you're just saying, okay, well, we got a linebacker. I mean,
you see who they got behind Flag.
Yeah, I mean,
right. And exactly. We ain't trying to see that.
Yeah, exactly. That ain't a gripe. That's a slap in the face. That's
right, right.
I'm looking at it like, When you the Mike linebacker, you're supposed to be the alpha male of the whole defense.
I can roll with that.
Me too.
Are we looking at Corey Flagg to be the alpha male of the whole defense?
I feel like that's what we have. Who else would you put there, X? Who would you rather see in that spot?
Well, hold on. Before you even answer that, I'll present this. I think it's either your Mike or your free safety. Mm-hmm. So if your free safety is kind of your alpha, we got Bubba. I'm very comfortable with that. But go ahead. That would kind of be my argument, so you
would say you comfortable with Bubba. Man, and Sreeda talked about this the other day on the show. At the beginning of the season, just say the first five games, Bubba was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
The next five games, Bubba was. You were like,
absolutely,
oh,
he was suspect at times. Absolutely,
So, is Bubba the alpha, or is he?
He got alpha attitude.
He got alpha. I mean, when you say an alpha, who are you saying an alpha? Offense or defensively? I mean, basically, it's like Andre Johnson was alpha.
Yeah, alphas to me, alpha is an energy, right?
Quarterman like, was an alpha. Quarterman was an alpha.
Quarterman was an alpha, right?
You say Quarterman?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Shaq was an alpha. Yeah, you'll know several right. alphas. You can have two, exist. Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I hang around alphas. I feel like I'm an alpha. And I don't say that to diss betas. It's just a personality difference. That's mm-hmm. all it is. Like, if you're a beta, I don't look down on you. It's just that I have a certain personality and you have a certain personality. So I think Bubba has that alpha mentality. He has that alpha personality. Yeah, you're right, man. He played his first games. Wow. We're talking first round, right? Everybody was saying that shit. Even the haters were saying, yeah, that boy going first. Mm-hmm. Last five, got to tighten up on some things. But
what yeah, I like he, is, I think,
X,
I think
who you rather got, see there then?
He got drained out for the last five games.
Who you rather see? That was his first year, his first full year playing college football too, by the way. So
I mean, his body had to get used to that. At this point, I talked about this on all the shows. I say, man, we have two players who basically changed the dynamics of University of Miami football. You got Derrick King on the offensive side. He changed the whole dynamics of what's going on at UM office football. And then you got Bubba Bowen. You could go on YouTube, whatever, and go back to the Clemson game when basically he's bleeding in his face. He's bleeding, his nose is, I don't know if his nose busted or whatever.
Yeah,
he's bleeding.
Cut it, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and it's like he gave his all. He's basically the only one on defense saying, I gave my soul.
Yeah, I'm pissed.
This backs what Al was saying, though, because 2 days ago, Bubba Bolden was said on a press conference, Alabama puts their pads on like us.
Yeah, absolutely.
They bleed like us. They eat like us or whatever.
Absolutely. Yeah,
and that's what an alpha male does.
Exactly.
Listen. That press conference when he said that I don't buy into it, because if you look further weeks ago when Keontra Smith said when Susan questioned him, and he was like, man, like that's them. Like, I don't care. Yeah. Like I don't.
But
care.
I think Keontra's an alpha too.
That's what I'm saying. Wait. You saying you just feel like Bubba was saying it just like any other regular old player saying it, basically?
I mean, Bubba is the highlighted defensive player on our defense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keontre said he was laughing and stuff. Like, what kind of
whatever he's saying, he going to say something that's politically correct. He's not going to say something like when Susan questioned Keontre Smith, it was, okay, he's going to say we good or we not. You know what I'm saying?
He's going to say the first thing that come to his head.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, when you question Bubba, you question him, and he's going to say something that's politically correct. When you question Derrick Queen, he's going to say something that's politically correct. But when you question Keontre Smith, he said, man, I don't care nothing about
Bubba. I see what he's saying, L.
He pads on the same way I put my pants on.
Like, yeah, but that's just – no, I get it, too. I understand what you're saying. But when we're talking alphas, there's different ways to display that same energy, because honestly,
they sent Bubba to the ACC media day, so he kind of scripted
for a reason, right? And that's what I was just about to say. That the bottom line is, if you're going to be a successful program, you need a whole squad of alphas. Mm-hmm. You need 11 alphas on defense and 11 on offense, and that comes out in different ways. Like, De'Aaron King is kind of known as a bit of a quiet leader. Not necessarily the most rah-rah guy. He just leads by example. He's a guy that is very, very, what's the word I'm looking for here? He's a guy that relates to a lot of different people, right? They really take well to him. They listen to him. He sets the example. And then he goes, you know, hey, bro, what you doing, man? Come on, let's go work out. We should be working out right now. And because he's doing it.
So basically, by you saying, Alabama got all them alphas and all that. 2020, 2021, 2022. We haven't been hearing anything about them alphas that Alabama have.
I don't think Bama has an alpha. They're going to have to – they want – somebody might become one this year, but they don't have no alpha return.
We haven't been hearing a whole lot about the alphas.
Yeah, and I don't know who the alphas are.
Maybe Will Anderson, that freshman from last year, they DM. Maybe Will Anderson, because some people got him in a Heisman camp running.
Well, that's talent.
Talent, yeah.
Alpha.
I mean, Alabama going to recruit the five stars of anybody. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So they're going to obviously get that players.
Yeah.
Right now, I seen Manny Navarro. He tweeted something talking about Mel Kiper.
Basically talking 5 minutes.
He talked the hour about the Alabama and UM game, and he didn't mention a UM player. So you got to look at it like, damn.
Well, we not as sexy as Bama right now. They were who we used to be. We was the sexiest thing in the club back then, you know, in our heyday. And our heyday, despite what any haters want to say, it spanned over 3 decades. However you want to chop it up. It's 80s, 90s, and early 2000s. It was sexy. You may hate it, but that's just the truth of the matter. But I don't, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think I said that they had a bunch of alphas over in Alabama. They got a lot of talent.
Yeah, you did.
I don't necessarily think they got a bunch of alphas because, for one, who are they this year on offense? We don't really know. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of new pieces. There's a quarterback that's kind of a quieter, you know, and again, the Eric's that, so he may be that, but by all accounts, he's a bit more of a quiet, laid-back kind of guy.
But not speaking on him, what Kiper and them were doing, not even speaking on King, that's just ridiculous. But I will say, too, though, this is about to be Manny's third year. Manny has been bringing more elite players in than any other former coach you've had in a long time. And even if you look at our 2-deep, you see them boys, like, you see them elite players. They just real young, but even looking at the defense and everything and looking at the offense, I think in like a year or two, I'm not saying we're going to have Alabama talent, but the roster, we don't have bad players now, but Diaz is trying to flip that roster. It don't take long.
It doesn't take long. It takes consistency.
Like, they said we got the 12th most talent in college football. That little composite thing came out the other day.
Oh, yeah, top
25 talented teams in college football, and they had Miami at 12.
Okay, exactly. So
they have Florida at 7. I don't think we far because they have Florida at 7. And they said Florida had 6 5-stars on their team. But if you count the 5-stars, they count Lingard as one. They count Justin Shorter. And these ain't 5-star players.
No, and that's fine. So what happens is it doesn't take long because what needs to happen is we need to stack another great class. I think last year's class – I don't even remember what we finished, but I think
you finished number 11, and the class before that was good.
And okay, so we're on.
Well, we eventually finished number, it's supposed to be number 9 because once we got Cody Brown.
Late additions.
Once we got Cody Brown.
Manny Diaz has brought in 3 straight classes with a 90 average or higher, which is very, very, very good. And we haven't done that since God knows when.
Right.
Every class he's brought in has been 90, right.
Anyway, let's keep it on track. So we can get up out of here. That was your gripe. You know, it's funny, X, because your gripe honestly was more about talent than the player. Because I'm gonna be honest with you, Flag's probably the best guy. We can roll out there. I damn sure don't want to see no Jennings.
I don't see who
I
else.
See Jennings. If I see Jennings roll out there starting, bro, I'm jumping out the window of my Airbnb, bro. I'm out of here.
It's crazy because, like I say, man, from the starting lineup, it's a lot that goes on to it. Jennings basically works harder than all the other linebackers. Amari Carter, he works harder than anybody who's playing his position.
We talked about that last week.
Just like that. And I be trying to tell people, I say, man, it's not just because, okay, well, they not good. They not doing what they're supposed to do on the field. It got a lot to do with it. Pope and Wiggins, for the last couple of years, people saying, well, why are they on the field? Because they work harder than the other receivers. Now what you get is, these new receivers, the 3 freshmen, Romello, Rashad Smith, and Jacoby Joyce, they not just sitting there saying, okay, well, they're going to work harder and we're going to sit. You know what? When we get an opportunity, you're going to sit. You know what
Restrepo
I'm saying?
And Keyshawn Smith, I don't think thinking like that.
Now them receivers saying,
and that's five wideouts right there.
I can't sit. I can't fuck up. I can't take no playoff because these little young boys, they coming.
They on your heels.
It's all over the whole offense. I mean, the whole team. And that's how it's going.
That's what builds any program to be great. Same thing for every program that's outstanding. That's the standard. It don't matter your class standing. It don't matter if you're 19 or you 18 or you 22. Because if that 19-year-old is cooking you, then it is what it is. I'll give y'all my gripe with the depth chart. And God, I hope he proves me wrong. My gripe was McLeod. I was going to say
if I had one. Yeah,
I heard a lot, but I'm like, bro, well, how can this be the best option?
There has to be a talent issue at that spot, then.
Exactly. So that bothers me in that sense. I'm not even saying he's not going to be able to perform there, but that definitely shook me because my biggest concern this year was the in-depth. I think we may have some talent with Harvey, with Williams, even bringing in who's our boy from Tennessee, Johnson?
DeAndre Johnson.
I think we have some talent there, but I just don't think it's as deep as we would have liked. Like, man, imagine if we could have rolled into this game with Jalen Phillips and Roche. Oh, my God. Bro, this would have been – I'm going to take the shit – I talk shit about this game, but I'm going to tell you right now.
That line might have been 8 points.
Let me tell you right now.
Yeah, that line would have cut in half.
If it would have been them boys, I would have had – I've been talking – way more shit and meant it and not even tapping, right. Like, yo, I really mean that shit. But
McLeod, let me ask y'all a question though. Oh, go ahead, finish up, L.
No, it ain't much more to me. I was just gonna say McLeod just bothers me a little bit because then I worry a little bit about the talent, but I'm gonna give him the opportunity to get out there and prove to me that he added 30 pounds or whatever it was. I think they said about 30, and his game matches that. And if it does, hey, salute. I'm super happy. But that's hard to do.
Do you all think – what was interesting, too, was Jabari Harvey was starting over DeAndre Johnson. Oh, I'm not going to say interesting, but most people thought DeAndre Johnson would start. But do you all think it's an issue that Chance Williams can't overtake that from McLeod? You think X? You was out there. So what you were saying? Because Chance Williams does have the biggest squat on the team. He has a high squat on the team, but that has nothing to do with your like moves and stuff. At
Hell,
what
no.
You think? Yeah, what you think?
You brought that up.
I'm just saying it's a trend. It's not like he's underweight. Was what I meant.
Good.
The one thing I tell everybody about McLeod is he's gonna basically outwork anybody in his position, whether it be linebacker or defensive end. He's gonna outwork them. He's better at setting the edge at defensive end because that's the goal that he knows. I gotta set the edge so nobody can get outside of me. Whether it be, I don't know if he is going to make him better at attacking the quarterback or stopping the run. I know he's, when I've seen him out there, he's great at setting the edge because he's a smart player going to set the edge. Now, I tweeted earlier this year where the coaches said it's not gonna be no seniority. Every man is going to be able to get an equal amount of playing time on what they do on the field. And I still stand by that because I've seen it. I think I had like 100 something inboxes about why Leonard Taylor not in the one and two depth chart. I'm like,
D tackles the hardest position to play at as a true freshman, dang there too, though.
But he came late. He came late.
You're right.
He came late. We got like 30 defensive tackles. I mean, is he just that better than all 30 or I? You know what I'm saying? Like, and if he is, we bad.
He gonna play. He gonna play.
Exactly. You said what I was just about to say. Relax. He's gonna play. Y'all chill. Don't worry about Lennon Taylor. Lennon Taylor's a specimen.
Coach Jess said it the other day in the press conference. He said, we got eight guys we going with. But Lennon Taylor is gonna eventually get in that one, two, deep depth. You know, he basically said that. And I'm
that
like,
was interesting what he said, X, because he actually said Leonard Taylor is on the deepest spot on the team. And I was like, that was interesting that Simpson thinks that's the deepest spot on the football team.
I think DT, that is my most, I wouldn't even say most comfortable. It's probably my second most comfortable spot on defense.
Safety probably the oldest spot though too, right?
Safety is probably where I feel the most comfortable. And then DT is probably my second. I think, they may be older, but I think the talent at safety is better. That's my personal opinion.
I think it's, that, the safety it's not Bubba, talent it's is the better. Other one, man.
Who the other one?
I love Gervin.
Gervin's all right, bro. Gervin's all right. Again, he may not be
right.
What we wished, he may not be. You
saying he's solid though back there? He is.
Yeah, he's solid. Saban flew out to go see Gervin, so Gervin has some talent that captured the eyes of the number one program in college football right now. So he definitely has something to add. But I still think he would have came behind Tay at the moment. However. Yeah, safety is the one spot I'm really not too concerned about. If Bubba cleans up angles, I'm not worried about that at all. I say this real quick so we can transition. So that was like, we kind of all gave like our biggest real quick, we don't need to take too much time on it. What probably made you the hypest about the depth chart for this game? Like what position did you see, and you were like, "Yo, all right, that's what I wanted to see."
Wide receiver, and I think that's probably everybody's.
What player though?
Keyshawn Smith. Being in the rotation, not the rotation, being the third receiver, and then seeing Restrepo. Because even after that spring game, I was more impressed with Keyshawn Smith than anybody in the spring game, and then how he. Even in the scrimmages and stuff, he was still showing flashes with it. Restrepo, I was more happy to see that because I was rooting for Pope and Wiggins, man. But those drops, man.
Yeah.
Those were like, and it's not just them dropping the ball. It's like the times they were doing. It was like taking the air out
moments.
Of the team.
Yeah,
right,
it was moments.
Taking the air out of us, man.
And those moments is more of a testament to mental fortitude.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you can catch it when it don't matter.
Game, L.
Yeah. Oh, I talked about that. We talked about that.
Oh, my gosh. And for both of them to do it in clutch moments, I was like, that's not no coincidence. It's not. But I was more happy about that with the depth chart, though, seeing them.
I'll follow you up.
And seeing big game James Williams at backup.
Yeah, hey.
Big game James.
I like it. I'll piggyback off of you. You stole my answer. I was the most excited to see Keyshawn Smith there on the outside. That made me go, all right, cool. We're really putting talent out there. Y'all not going to sit here and tell me all fall, even going back to spring. Because we all watched spring game.
Right.
Boy, he looked nice.
Mm-hmm.
Only person looked better than him, honestly, was Rambo to me.
Right.
So it made me super confident that we say, yo, we putting him out there. And then, that no shot against him, but the fact that Wiggins wasn't there. And I said, okay, cool. he just has to build a consistency. I still think the kid may have the talent, but what's going to separate him is his mental toughness. And so, yeah, I agree with you 100%. My favorite depth chart revelation was seeing five out there, Keyshawn Smith.
Because if he wasn't out there, it would have been same old L.
Right. Hey, I'm going to tell you right now. If I would have saw, if he wasn't starting,
and we needed to see X name too, though, L.
Who?
Both of them. X name. We had to see him too.
No, I like that too. Yeah, absolutely.
We had to see those two. But the number five, like you said, though.
If I didn't, I'm going to tell you right now, I would have told y'all Bama going to bust our ass. I would have said that. I would have said that because I would say, yo, we not putting with our best talent out there.
And not my favorite roster spot is Jalen Rivers.
That's a good one.
That was a real good one.
Left guard. I like that.
And the way Lashley talk about him is like he probably seemed like he got the most solid spot on the day. Like Lashley talks as if he don't gotta talk about that spot for another 3 years. That's the way we talk about
it. The one thing I see with him is he's basically probably our strongest offensive lineman. And he's a you say he's a redshirt freshman, but on the chart they got him as a true freshman.
Right.
Strong.
I like that.
He might be the strongest on the team.
Just go back to Donaldson freshman year.
Yeah.
So if you look at Donaldson freshman year and you look at how good he was, and then you say, okay, well, that's Jalen Rivers. He's going to be that. And better. That's what we got. My best roster spot is that left guard and that right guard because
Donaldson is
back.
You think Donaldson's gonna be okay out there?
Yeah.
Because he hasn't played in a long time.
He's back to well.
I do.
He ain't played in 2 years.
He played last year, remember?
Oh, for like two games? Okay, yeah, he did.
He looked great.
He did.
He looked really good. You're right.
Donaldson is back to where we thought he was going to be. And then Jalen Rivers is on the left side. That left guard, the center, and the right guard, and even with Nelson, Zion on the left tackle, I just feel like, we good at them four positions. The right tackle, we're going to have to figure it out.
Yeah, they keep playing. But you could tell the coach is still trying to play with that, too.
Jared Williams.
I wish they just put Jared out there. But
they got Jared Williams behind Nelson, though.
The four positions, man, mm-hmm. I'm great. Trust me. If they be like, man, bet the house, I bet it. Because I'm confident with Zion. I'm confident with Jalen Rivers and the center and Donaldson at right guard, because we all know that Donaldson is gonna hold it down. He not, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He gonna open holes. Jalen Rivers is that plus.
Let's go. I like it, man. Yeah, Jalen's definitely in better shape.
And who's the two right tackles? Skyf and
Scaife.
I just had it up right.
Scaife, Jalen,
and Herbert.
Jared Rivers and
Herbert. Right, when I saw Herbert name back. Though, I was like, why am I saying Herbert?
I don't like
name?
That.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
I don't believe that. I think Jaren Williams would be the backup right tackle. Yeah, if someone.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Jaren
Williams is playing. Backup left tackle or backup right tackle?
Yeah, he's tackle
Herbert,
attack.
Yeah, okay.
We ain't going to Herbert. I don't buy that.
Yeah, I couldn't believe I saw that.
Yeah, that I didn't even pay no attention because I was like, nah.
He was probably ecstatic just seeing that. He was probably shocked too.
Yeah, they
that.
Just didn't want him to quit on himself. That boy is not
play worthy. He's not.
He ain't jersey worthy. He ain't.
Right? He's not.
Your boy ain't jersey worthy. All right, let's we don't got to deep dive too much more on that, man. Depth chart, you know, that's just a depth chart. I know specifically on defense we're going to rotate quite a bit, so we ain't got to get too deep into that. I like that. That was a good breakdown. How about we're getting ready to get up out of here, but we're going to get up. How do we lose this game? X, how do we lose this game, man?
man, we lose the game by playing. I mean, I don't want to say this because fans might hate me, but playing traditional UN football.
What that mean? It means coming out. I mean, it means starting the game 21 to nothing. Yeah, that's what that means. That's what that means. Okay. I know what the hell. I know exactly what he's talking about.
Just look at 2020 to 2005. No. I say 2007. I'm gonna say 2007. Cause everybody, and that's the crazy thing. Cause everybody be like, "Oh, but you know, you don't mean one us in 2001." I'm like, you know, 2005, we was pretty good. We just ain't.
We was. You know, we were still 9-3.
Yeah, like we just ain't. You know what I'm saying? We ain't have that.
Yeah, one. What damn, we used to have. Yeah.
So I say 2005, 2006. Now, we man, looking at the team with my eyes, my own personal eyes, I'm like, oh, okay. Well, you could see, boy, like last year, I looked at it and I said, yeah, maybe. You know what I'm saying? This year, I'm not saying maybe. I'm saying, oh, okay. Well, them boys, they looking like they for real. And it's not even. It don't really have much to do with the players. It's about the coaching.
It's Diaz. We can't come out 21 nothing. And that's just.
I tweeted the other day about Tuesday or Monday. They only gave us maybe 15 minutes of practice, the whole media, like 15 minutes. So as soon as we walk out in the gate, immediately I just hear coaches yelling and they going crazy. So I'm like, oh damn, okay, what the hell? T-Rock, he going crazy.
I heard about T-Rock going crazy.
Coach Likens, he going crazy. He's screaming. I'm like, oh shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, last year, it was none of this. Like, nothing them coaches was doing this. The previous year, nothing the coaches. I'm like, oh. Okay.
Likens wasn't doing that last year?
Likens
was doing it, but it's like, it was to a certain point.
The intensity level cranked up.
My whole point about that is, T-Rob coached in this game before. He coached in this Auburn, Alabama game. He coached in this Alabama, Florida game before, or Alabama, South Carolina game. Likens coaching this game before. Lashley's
coaching this game before.
Diaz coaching the game. And I keep telling people, I say, man, you know what? The coaches that we got, they've been on that stage before, and it's translating to our players. They say
last year, Banda didn't see nothing like that. Baker didn't see nothing like that.
Yeah. We coached in these games before, so it's not, we not finna just walk out and just let them, you know what I'm saying? We coaching these games before, so they understand what's on stake. And I keep telling people, and that's why I'm so high on Diaz got to win, because I'm like, man, he can't just walk in and say, okay, well, yeah, we lost by 4 points. No, you lost. Is you going to win or you going to lose? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We got the coach's staff that's saying, either you're going to win or you're going to lose. You know what I'm saying? Being around the players, man, as much as Derrick King, obviously he's going to sugarcoat everything. He's not going to say, but he wants to win. He don't want to go out as a loser. He don't want to say, yeah, man, I've never won that big game in my college career.
Nah, real shit. I'll tell you, me, how we lose this game is if we allow them to dictate the game through the run game. I think if they're able to run against us,
it's going to be a long night.
It's going to be because, you know, Alabama's talented. We absolutely know that. That's not even questionable. However, Najee Harris ain't coming through there. You know,
yeah, they ain't got them 6'3", 6'4" running backs no more.
Right. That O-line, talented. They don't have the cohesion just quite yet. They're the most talented team in the country, so we don't even really got to work on that.
Honestly, we understand what you're saying.
Through, and they can run on us at will, yeah, we're gonna get demolished if that happens. That's my key to losing this game. I don't even remember where I started at. Where did we
start? Started on at? X.
All right, what you got?
I think what makes us lose this game if we were saying we can't go down 21-0 like we did last year. The defense was to blame, but at the same time, 21-0, the offense ain't scoring. If you look at the North Carolina game, yeah, the North Carolina team was scoring every time they had the ball. Defense looked pathetic. Those games, the offense didn't step up neither at all. If we can't go our first three possessions with two first downs, you can't do it. We couldn't do it against Oklahoma State. We couldn't do it against North Carolina. We damn sure can't do it against Bama. We can't do it. That starting off slow on offense.
Move the ball. I agree.
You gotta move the ball. Cause then what you gonna do? Tell the defense to hold Bama to what? 28, 30? No. You can score.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then even last year, Oklahoma State, North Carolina, once we do trying to score, it's too late. You know what I'm saying? Our this team, I don't think it's set up to sit in here and be trying to make up for our offense. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think we're going to try to get turnovers. Right.
Offense has to be the catalyst, especially. Yeah,
if we get turnovers, we have to capitalize. We have to win a turnover game, too.
I think this year, the offense has to be the catalyst. Last year, I think the defense could do that. But this year, absolutely, the offense has to be the catalyst. All right, so let's flip it.
This year is if we could line up and say we're gonna score 35 points a game, with Manny Diaz calling defense, we
scored 35 points against game. We scored 35 points against North Carolina and lost by 30. But we can score. This is a whole 35 point thing
is,
with me.
The thing is, you're giving up.
We scored 35 against Carolina.
Diaz was calling defense them 3 years with Mark Rett. His defense was barely giving up 20 points a game. So
62-26, my bad.
If you could basically say, man, okay, well, our offense gonna score 35 a game, but our defense not gonna give up. We only gonna give up 20. I mean, we should have
score 35 points a game. I feel like we should score more than 35 points a game because we averaged 32, I think, last year.
That's average, yeah.
Right,
that's what I'm saying.
You're right. So you think we should average?
Because if you average, we could average 35 points a game this year and still go out and score 20 against Bama and 28 against North Carolina, and we could still put it on other teams and still average 35. You're saying we're scoring 35 every game? Is that what you're saying? Because that average don't be like people be thinking all the time.
Every time in the last maybe 5-6 years we scored 35, we basically won the game.
On the Diaz, you're right.
Yeah.
If we score 35 points, you win the game at UM. You know what I'm saying? So if you got to look at it like that. Like, okay, well, if UM score 35 points, you're going to win.
I get that.
That's real. All right, so let's talk about we got that bullshit out of the way. How we going to lose, because we ain't going to lose. All right, let's talk about how we win this game. Meezy, what you got, man? What's the key to winning this game?
Act like we got the top three oldest team in college football, point blank, period. Go out there and act like it. Don't go out there. Ain't no way the offense should have more turnovers than Bama offense or all these returners. Just go out there and act like you have the third oldest college football team.
Which means
don't make mental errors. You're not beating Alabama. It's hard beating them as it is. You're not beating them making mental errors. Because they're not doing that. I don't care how young they are, they not gonna necessarily gonna do that.
Act like
we're the third oldest team. We have to do that to have a shot.
I agree, man. So I won't even hold the people. I'll go ahead and just jump right in off of that point. I think the key to winning this game, how we win this game, I agree. The penalties gotta go. Because the penalty's been a thing under several regimes. It hasn't just been, the Manny era. Mm-hmm. It's dated back a bit. It's dated back a little bit.
And I have no clue what that is, man. Like, Even last year, the Clemson game, Roche's a fifth-year senior. We get the pick, and he lined up off sides. I'm like, that's Miami football. That's what X was saying. That's Miami football the last 14 years. It's crazy. You lined up off sides. I'm like, what?
So I'm gonna take that. I that was definitely a huge point for me. However, the other thing I'm gonna go with is the key to winning this game, I believe, is wide receiver play. I need Keyshawn Smith to get me 120. I need him to get me 6 catches, touchdown preferably. I think the key is we're going to have to, because Bama's going to test us the same way Clemson did. Mm-hmm. They're going to press us. They're going to say, win those 50-50s.
Mm-hmm.
So I think us winning is going to come down to the 50-50s. And the guy that I expect to step up particularly, is Smith. And then probably behind him, Rambo. But the wide receivers are going to have to win these 50.
That's a great point you said, because Clemson really, that they whole game plan was make them look wide out beat y'all.
They exposed and they
made them wide out beat y'all. They couldn't even get off the line, man.
It was like, dog, they can't beat us if you just
had King out there looking stupid. King knew darn well he had no,
It made us look bad. X, what you
and
got?
And it was because of wide out.
For us to beat Alabama, we got to take a page out of Ole Miss offensive playbook. And we got to go fast. I'm talking about as soon as they kick it off and they blow that whistle, we got to get on the field and go fast. I'm talking about fast. Well, nobody knows what's really going on besides the offensive coordinator and the quarterback and the offense. We got to go fast.
Like it.
Because it tends to distraught Nick Saban defense, because Nick Saban is a dictator. He wants to be in control of what's really going on. And if you're going fast, that's not something that he likes because he can't control it. Now he's trying to figure out how to stop it. And normally if it's going fast, you don't get the opportunity to figure out how to stop it. It's
right, because you ain't got time to catch a breath.
They just got 40 yards on this play. Damn, they just got 20 yards on this play. Oh, it's no figuring out. It's like, damn, you know what I'm saying?
You ain't got time. Yeah, hey, so I agree. I said the same thing.
Go fast. I think if we go fast, we got to sell out. We got to just sell all out. Go fast. Try to score.
And it's King's second time and play, for his just, first time, so it should help.
Just stop, maybe one or two possessions on defense. You know what I'm saying? I think Nick Saban is going to say, man, let's run the ball, let's score points, and let's play good defense.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to go back to his roots. You know, we got a new quarterback, new offensive coordinator. First game of the year, everybody just, I'm insulted because they saying it's 19 and a half or 20 points. Yeah, I'm taking that shit. I'm taking you home for plus 20.
Yeah, so, definitely. 19.
That's a lot of points. That's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points.
It's a lot. You know what I'm saying? So it's like.
Game one? That's nuts.
Yeah, it was 18.5 last week. Now it's going up. And I'm like, damn.
Nah, I don't buy that.
That's a no shot spread.
Alabama, I've listened to, because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a person that, that's one reason I love this podcast thing is ain't too many. Like, I listen to plenty of Kane's cast and a lot of people lined up Alabama guests. Unfortunately, it's weird as hell. Like, we couldn't, we got great relationships on this network. We couldn't get a Alabama guy to get back with us in time. So that's why we unfortunately have one for this game. But, every show I listened to, they were like, I'm going to take that 19, bro. Like, that, even if they think they're going to win, sure. They're like, 19? First year quarterback, offensive line that, hasn't played together as a unit. The wide receivers, they ain't going to be those wide receivers that left last year. That's just too hard to replace. Those guys were phenomenal.
And it's crazy because I keep telling you, I say, man, now Nick Saban, Alabama, they recruit the best players every year. So for Nick Saban to go into the portal
right.
and get a wide receiver and a linebacker,
right.
he's worried.
He knew he had a few holes to fill.
He's worried. He's like, man, my players I got, they just ain't there just yet.
That's all it is.
Yeah, I gotta go get somebody who's maybe further along. Right. The linebacker that they got from Tennessee. Everybody wanted him. He's further along than the linebacker he had.
Yeah.
The receiver from Ohio State. He's further along than the receivers they had. And the crazy thing is, they still trying to figure it out. It's not like nobody's clear cut. The only clear cut they have is Bryce Young. Yeah, Bryce Young, I ain't gonna lie.
He's talented. Talent ain't even a question. It's just development and cohesion. And development ain't just about coaching. It's about the opportunity to build your body,
mm-hmm.
right? So when you're dealing with some of these younger guys, you know, that just haven't had a chance to just put on the weight and the strength that they would eventually get over time, it messes things up a little bit.
Yeah, I saw him live in high school up in D.C. They traveled to play a D.C. team. The truth, but I will say though, he's not tall at all.
Yeah, he's not the biggest guy. He's
not tall at all. Around,
but again, they're gonna bring talent. So, I tell you what, let's do some score predictions, bro. Let's get on out of here, man. X, what you got for the score, man?
Ah, damn, man. Score position. This is something
I hate score positions, man.
I know, but we're going to do one. We're going to do them. I hate them, too.
I've been stuck on this for months that you am going to beat Bama.
Let's go.
I would say maybe let's go for 30... Let's just say 38-28. You're welcome. I'm going to ride with my squad because I feel like, man, we have the opportunity, man.
Absolutely.
They got a lineup.
Number and opportunity. Watch this. I sucked the air out. That's nothing. So let's go. It's an opportunity.
Let's go, man. Let's go. You got like you said earlier, they got a new offensive coordinator.
There's a lot of new parts.
That offensive coordinator had last year is not the same one they got this year. It's a whole different offense. It's not going
the talent at wide receiver and running back. It's not the same. Najee Harris was special.
It's not the same. Yeah,
Devontae Smith special. Waddle special. Yeah. And these guys have great talent. I'm not robbing them, but I really think they had a team that is a team that in 10 years, we're going to talk about, well, how do they measure up against, you know, the 0-1 Canes? That's the first team I think we'll get to see. I think we still edge them out because I don't think they had the guys necessarily on defense.
Mm-hmm.
But offensively, it's a discussion to be had. So
offensively, man.
Right.
They had the quarterback, they had the running back, they had the cover receivers.
Bro, they had the receivers, bro. It's
just a different dynamic of football. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The game's changed some, right?
And the crazy thing is, you know, not to get off topic. Everybody always talk about, okay, well, you know, the 0-1 Canes, they was great, but they had, you know, Ken Dorsey wasn't that great of a quarterback. That's like the dumbest rhetoric I ever heard.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Because the fact that he was great was he didn't lose no games. You know what I'm saying? He didn't lose no games.
Same way we give Brady that credit.
Yeah, exactly. He threw the ball to the right players
at the right time.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what are y'all talking about? You know what I'm saying? What you mean he wasn't great?
Oh, that's the difference between greatness and talent. Aaron Rodgers is the most talented quarterback I've ever watched. Tom Brady is the greatest I've ever watched.
That's real.
Greatest has the accomplishments. That's accomplishments. But he can't make the throws that Aaron Rodgers can make. He can't scramble like Aaron Rodgers can. But end of the day, he got the rings. So
and the thing I say is, just look at it like this. You go back to Barry Sanders. You just say, okay, well, you know, the Barry Sanders versus Emmitt Smith talk. And then everybody say, well, you know, Barry Sanders is better than Emmitt Smith. I mean, we have never gotten that chance to see Barry Sanders with Emmitt Smith offensive line. So we don't know. We don't know how great he could be, but we know he's great with a bad offensive line. You know what I'm saying? So I look at it like, okay, well, Ken Dorsey was great with a great offensive line. We never had the opportunity to see him with a bad offensive line. So we could never say he's not great. Because we didn't know. No, we didn't see him with a bad offensive line. We seen him with a good offensive line, and he made the plays.
Yeah. Right.
Same way Brady had time.
And I tell you, that the debate about greatness and all that, it goes in depth, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to look at how great they was when they did what they supposed to do. We never going to see, oh, well, they wasn't, you know, Barry Sanders was breaking 20, 40 yards run with a bad offensive line. We never talk about the bad offensive line.
Right.
All we say is, well, Barry Sanders is great. You know what I'm saying? So that's just.
Yeah, you got to consider factors. That's why I say the difference between greatness and most talented ain't necessarily in the same neighborhood. Meezy, what you got, man? What you got for us, man?
Man, I'm going to go ahead.
How we about to do these people, bro?
For my Kane fans, man, 35-31.
Yeah.
Miami.
Let's go. I like it.
Fuck you it. Know 35-31 Miami.
You stole my score. I'm going to tell you the same score.
35-31.
That's exactly what I had in my mind. 35-31 Canes. We're pulling up. We in Atlanta. We shocking the world. The fans are there. We
Ben Board Gallus, the young boy, Gallus ices the game.
Ice cold.
Yeah, less than 30 seconds left. He iced it.
Hey, so y'all don't know. Y'all don't know that the word around Bama been going crazy about they finally got a kicker.
Oh, great. All right,
they been going.
Bama will lose a game because of a kicker.
He could kick the ball, and I was like, oh, okay, well,
no doubt.
Y'all better hope it don't come down to that.
Yeah,
right.
We got good luck with that. Traditionally, we do well when it comes down to the kickers. Oh, so yeah, I ain't worried about that.
Hey, I'm hoping it comes down to the kicker.
Right, I'm gonna feel good.
Hey, that stadium, look, it's gonna be crazy.
People might not want to hear this, but I honestly feel even if we lose the game by like less than 10 points, I don't think we lose another game this year.
Yeah, I know people
don't want to hear that, but like even if we lose by like less than 7, I think Manny here to stay.
Great benchmark. Yeah, but we're gonna win anyway, so it don't even matter. All right, well, man, listen, man, we're gonna get up out of here.
It's almost tired. Game day, y'all boys.
Almost, God, bro.
I can't even sleep.
I'm on the way to the A. I'm
We live in the action. We going crazy this whole weekend, man. And we there.
Yeah, I'm in the city in like less than 12 hours, bro. I'm be pulling up. Like I said, smell my cologne, Platinum Chanel.
Hey, bro. Hey, but I seen you tweeted that talking about, boy, Atlanta got to smell my cologne. I like,
They got to. So we pulling up, man. He coming. Canes fans. Pull up.
It's cool. You know what I'm saying? Anybody out there, y'all want to tailgate, we going to be a lot, you know. You know, our tailgates is like crazy. So we gonna be going to be going crazy on Saturday.
I'm pulling up.
Tomorrow, it's a whole lot of Cane parties and stuff like that going on. So that reticule about UM don't show up or come to games, that's dumb.
Yeah, we ain't hearing that.
we been doing this, you know what I'm saying? So we finna vibe this whole weekend. My whole thing is we finna make the Alabama fans uncomfortable. We're finna make their football team uncomfortable.
Exactly.
We're finna show what UM is. UM all about.
It is. And it's my birthday weekend, bro. My birthday Monday.
Birthday weekend.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So I'm up. It's up and it's stuck. I'm acting ignorant. I'm gonna forget I'm turning 41. I'm gonna be acting like I'm turning 21. You know what I mean? So pull up, pour me a shot. You know what I'm saying? Let's go, bro.
We going, man, bro. We going up Saturday.
Let's go.
I think we supposed to get there around like 10.
I'm pull up.
Look, we going up.
You gonna see it. You gonna hear it. We out there. Hey, we ain't scared of none of y'all motherfuckers. Line that shit up.
Straight like that.
Go time. Line it up.
Straight like that.
That's it. Thank y'all for rocking with us, man. We're going to be here each and every week. Continue to tune in. I see the supporters. And we looking for y'all to grow. Tell a friend to tell a friend, man. We out here.
No oh, doubt. Yeah, but guess what? After we beat the Bama, the show next week is going to be.
Oh, that's going to be an ignorant. That's going to be an ignorant show. That's going to be an ignorant show.
Yeah. Don't be a fan later. Right?
That's going to be an ignorant show.
Tell them, Red. Don't be a fan later. Be a fan now.
Now. Now.
Thank y'all. Hey, thank all y'all.
They might, look, hey. LeBron, they might suspend me in your account because
that's not, I'm good.
We going, good. We going now.
I'm
we going
good.
Now.
I'm real with it.
Hey, we going now. I'm telling you. I've been telling her. I say, boy, all right, y'all act crazy if you want
yeah.
to. Once we win, y'all ain't gonna understand.
Yeah, it's gonna be different. Thank y'all for tuning in with us, man. This is not yet another episode of 26 Degrees. We bringing it from our perspective. Our culture is up and is stuck. The roll up is the network. Fuck with us. Till next week, man. Thank you.
Next week, man.
Y'all
thank y'all
down.
For following, man. For the fans, y'all look, keep supporting. We got a whole lot more. Trust me.
Yes, let's sir. Go.
No
it's only the beginning. The season starts right now, but guess what? It's going to be a whole lot.
Let's go.
It's gonna be a whole lot that nobody giving y'all. It's coming from 26 degrees.
Yes, sir.
Let's get
on the train before y'all get left. You know what I'm saying?
Eight times, stay down. I see y'all tomorrow, no doubt. All right, be easy.
Yes, sir.
All right. We gonna let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.